century is almost unimaginably different from the medieval era. The contemporary mind in an advanced technological society bears precious little resemblance to a medieval mind. Some philosophers and scientists have even begun to question whether these two individuals share such a thing as a common humanity. They argue that there is no such thing, only an ever-evolving species. For them, the concept of humanity implies such outmoded entities as a soul, an unvarying human condition, a consciousness which eludes scientific pinpointing, a belief in the uniqueness of individuality and such, notions which have no place in a world of Darwinian evolution, DNA, cloning, and similar miracles which have contributed to modern self-understanding. In which case, what possible relevance has Thomas Aquinas to us? The simple souls who cannot accept such an extremist scientific view, obstinately clinging to the notion that Hamlet, Faust, and even Dante still have something to say to us, will need little convincing. Those who believe that we are in the initial throes of an unprecedented era of human development, amounting to a fundamental evolutionary transformation, will need more persuading. But a case can be made. Progress in the 600 years between Aquinas and the start of the 20th century was to all intents a leisurely amble. By the end of the 20th century, this has quickened to a headlong dash.